This is Ozarks at Large. There are plenty of things to talk about when discussing the University of Arkansas's production of the play Arcadia. The play, which opens tonight in the Fine Arts Center on the UA campus, includes time travel, love stories, mathematics, and comedy. But we'll start with something not even in the play, cupcakes.
Food and learning go together. Yeah.
That's from Bordine Dwyer, associate professor in the University of Arkansas Drama Department and the director of Arcadia. She says that for almost every rehearsal of this play, cast and crew have had cake, cookies, or some other food on hand. It's appropriate since the play by Tom Stoppard offers so much for audiences to chew on. Mavourneen Dwyer says there will be plenty of notes in the program to take care of some of the preliminaries.
About the second law of thermodynamics and all of that kind of stuff. So if anybody wants to look that up, it's there for them. The playwright, Tom Stoppard, wants you to pay more attention to the story. He says the narrative, the story, who loves whom, and all of this kind of thing, is more important than all this stuff about physics and what else, relativity and whatever.
That story covers two time periods, 1993, which happens to be the year the script was written, and 1809. Both timelines take place in the same physical place, an English country house. Mathematics plays an important role because many of the characters have an interest in the subject. Jordan Scott, who plays Thomasina Coverley, says neither actor nor audience member needs to be steeped in math to understand the emotions on stage.
Like for my character, Thomasina, whose, you know, passion is mathematics, and every character in the show has a passion. I, Jordan, don't have that same passion for math, but it's not about having that same passion that your character has. It's connecting to that joy that that character feels when they get to have that outlet. And I think everybody can relate to that in some sense. So I think it's our responsibility too, even if we might not know the algorithms that they're expressing, connect to that joy and that intimate relationship these characters feel by discovering that stuff.
Thomasina Coverley is a teenager in 1809. Her character helps form the action on stage both in the scenes in her time and those nearly two centuries later in 1993, as the more modern characters find out more about her life. The 19th century poet Lord Byron plays a part in the unfolding of the plots as well, though he's never seen on stage. And there are parallels between characters in the storylines that are set 184 years apart.
The most fun is that in the last scene, they're all on stage together. And you watch both 1809 and 1993 kind of whizzing past each other or overlapping.
The first production of Arcadia was in London in 1993, the first staging in New York 2 years later. Arcadia won the Tony Award in 1995 for Best Play. The dialogue is crisp, clever, and given the setting, spoken in accents different than those of the actors in the University of Arkansas cast. Director Mavourneen Dwyer says the first meeting of the cast in early January was centered on the accents, and that focus remained almost exclusive to the accents for about a week.
Is the universe expanding? Is it contracting? Is it standing on one leg and singing, "Your baby has gone down the pluggo"? Leave me out! I can expand my universe without you.
Right, well, it's all trivial anyway.
Trivial?
Who wrote what's when?
I'm sorry, did you say trivial?
It's a technical term.
Not where I come from, it isn't.
What you're asking doesn't matter, you see. It's like arguing who got there first with the calculus.
Since the story unspools over two different times in the same house and in the same room, the sets don't have to be switched. In fact, reviewers have said that the collection of props that serve in both time periods is part of the fun of the show. And an important prop is the massive table, sitting majestically in the middle of the stage.
Our cast, when they're in the modern time, 1993, they walk on it and sit on it the way nobody in 1809 would have done. Now, this is a prop from 1809, supposedly a pot of dwarf, or should we say vertically challenged dahlias. But what they remain on stage once they get on stage, but in the modern scene, they're supposed to be ignored. In other words, the table accumulates stuff as the play progresses.
Even the props from the more modern section of the story have a bit of dust on them now, since 1993 is now 18 years ago. A 1993 laptop will be on the table during the play. Cast members say it was unearthed from deep inside the theater. There is a reason this production, as well as a revival on Broadway also opening tomorrow night, hasn't scooted the modern day bits up to 2011. An important subject of conversation in the script was forever changed shortly after the play opened.
They keep talking throughout the play about Fermat's theorem. This is a French mathematician. Yeah. Who had come up with a theorem that had puzzled people for hundreds and hundreds of years. And about 3 months after the play closed at the National Theatre in London, a mathematician at Princeton solved Fermat's theorem.
But don't assume that means the play is dated in any way. As cast member Maury Reed points out, the revival of the play in New York is being heralded as a valuable experience.
And in Newsweek, I guess it said, it had 21 ways to get smarter in 2011. And the number one way was to go see Arcadia.
You can get smarter by seeing the University of Arkansas production of Arcadia beginning tonight at 8 o'clock in the University Theater on campus. The production continues through next weekend with 8 p.m. performances tomorrow night and March 2nd through the 5th. There are also 2 o'clock matinees this Sunday and next Sunday.